Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you each and every Saturday morning by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. This week, we spoke to Stearns County dairy farmer and chairman of the board with AMPI, Steve Schlungen. And Steve talks about some of his recent meetings and what they've been advocating for. There's a lot on the table, including the Farm Bill and the Dairy Pride Act. And Steve gives us the latest details on what they've been discussing in Washington, D.C. and all around the U.S.
Had meetings talking about federal order reform and things like that, and working our way towards that. And we've made a lot of progress in that arena. But early March, we were in Washington, D.C. for the National Milk Producers Board meeting, talking about the next Farm Bill and what we'd like to see maybe improved in that. We know that we have a really good safety net for our small to medium-sized farms right now. And the last thing we want to do is screw that up in any way. So if we can somehow get some improvement in it without losing any parts of it, we're working towards that, and we'll see where that all goes. And along besides that, you know, we lobbied for the Dairy Pride Act. You know, the FDA hasn't acted on this milk labeling thing, and you know, it's right in their rules that they're supposed to enforce that rule that milk's got to come from an animal. And they've, for, I don't know, 20 years, they haven't done that. And now they're trying to pass the Dairy Pride Act to force them to do their job. I just don't know why you'd have to do that, but that's what we have to do. And I guess I'm seeing more support this year for that than I've seen in the last 5 years or whatever since it was introduced the first time. So maybe this will be the year we get that done, get the right labels on the right products so that people know what they're getting, and they're not going to try to buy and consume something that isn't going to live up to what they think they're buying. So there's a number of things going on, I think pretty important things, and we're trying to be at the table to make sure things go in the right direction.
Steve, do you ever get an answer why that's not enforced when it comes to the definition of milk and why it's labeled milk? Why isn't that enforced? Do you get a clear answer ever?
I don't think they ever give a clear answer on almost anything, but you know, they used to say, well, it's not a food safety issue, so it's not really a priority for them. You know what we're seeing? I don't know. You know, we've seen some changeover in a lot of these agencies, and I think the person that's actually in charge of that area within the FDA is retiring now here at the end of April or May. And I'm just wondering if that's a coincidence or if that's because there's pressure from a different side that they hadn't noticed before. Because there's so much money involved with a lot of this stuff. They have reasons they don't want to do their job as good as they're supposed to do. Through the legislative side, I mean, Senator Baldwin has been a leader on this in Wisconsin. And, you know, we got Fischbach and Klobuchar, and all the Minnesota delegation has pretty much signed on to that. It's just the right thing to do. It's like, okay, you got the rules, do your job. Let's get this straightened out, and those people can still sell their products. They just can't call them milk.
In regards to the federal milk marketing order, you mentioned we're kind of making some headway. Where would you judge or rank that right now on a scale of 1 to 10? Are we at like at a 5 already, or are we still at a 3 or a 4 in moving this ahead?
Well, I think as far as moving it ahead, I think we made really good progress the last year. You know, there's a number of different parts of it that we had to kind of agree on to come together to have a whole modernization, you would call, of the federal milk marketing order system. It includes a lot of things, and we've come a long ways on that. We don't necessarily agree with all of it, but we agreed enough that we wanted to keep moving forward. I do believe IDFA and the Wisconsin cheesemakers are calling for a hearing right about now, for a hearing to start, and this is going to put pressure on National Milk and others to join in on that. At the end of the day, it goes through the hearing process, and everybody has a chance to testify and, you know, to cross-examine. And at the end of the day, you've got to justify your numbers, whether if you're looking at what the differential should be or if you're looking at what the make allowance should be. That's the biggest thing in the upper Midwest, is that those numbers, the cost of making Class 3 and Class 4 products, the cost of making those hasn't changed since 2007. I mean, my God, the cost of everything has gone up 50% in the last 3 years, much less the last 13 or 15 years. So we'll have to justify numbers. Whoever testifies is going to have to justify numbers. And then we're asking in the Farm Bill to have mandatory reporting for anybody that reports prices to the National Dairy Price Reporting to report their costs of manufacturing also, so that we have really good data when the USDA would call for an update to the make allowance, then they'd have the numbers to go to and say, well, this is what the industry says it costs. You're going to have to decide as orders of what will you accept, 80% of that or whatever percentage it would be. But at least you wouldn't have people questioning, saying, well, you're just not efficient. There's a lot of people that are doing really well making dairy products, and it's like, well, in the upper Midwest, it's hurting our dairy farmers. It's that simple. We need to get that fixed. We need to get a more level playing field across the country. I think it's going to be happening. It'll be starting here in spring or early summer, and it's probably going to go as long as it takes. It might be a year. But as long as it takes to get it done, I think something's going to get done.
Steve, you mentioned Farm Bill 2. Would the main change you'd be advocating for, is it just more pounds of milk covered in, like, dairy margin coverage?
You know, there are several things we're looking at. You know, there are people asking for that exactly, where they could maybe cover up to 8 million pounds of milk or whatever. The other one in between is updating basis. You know, they had a supplemental bill like 2 years ago that Colin Peterson introduced, was a part of a different bill that allowed people to update to a 2019 base, because they were using 2011, 2012, and 2013, the average of those 3 years, or the highest of those 3 years, for their base. And most people, that was outdated. So we were advocating that you should be able to renew that base on a more regular basis. It might be good for multiple family farms to be able to go to a higher base, but I think it'd be good for everyone to be able to go up to this base as they grow, because bankers will require a safety net to go along with your investments to get more production. I think we need to protect our smaller and younger producers who are trying to grow into that, and have a safety net that grows with them. And then the other part of it was possibly raising the coverage level on the top tier from $9.50 to $10, possibly, to help cover the extra costs of inflation of all the other things that aren't part of the feed part of the formula. You know, we're told there's no extra money, but we've always told there's no extra money. A lot of dairy farmers have sold out in the last 5 years. There should be extra money that was going to them that will be now available for the program. So we got more than we expected last time around, and we're going to make sure we're at the table and do the best we can to get the best program for our dairy farmers going forward.
Finally, in a more local perspective too, a few weeks back you guys had your annual meeting. How would you summarize that coming out of your annual meeting?
Yeah, and that's always a lot of fun to get together with all the producers that we might only see each other once a year, and just get an update on what's going on, you know, with the co-op, the things we're working on to make improvements to get a better return for the milk that's going through that. In all the things we're doing at all the different levels. You know, we got our Dinner Bell brand now is kind of starting to pick up pace on that. It's exciting to talk about the different places we're getting in with that. And there's just a lot of things going on in the industry, and we just really like to get together with our members, our elected officials, and communicate that all with them. And they can be there and asking any questions they have on what's going on also.
Are there any local or state issues you guys are keeping an eye on or have a vested interest in at all with the session going on?
The dairy program, where they're asking for help for farmers to pay the premium for the dairy margin coverage. I believe we had it in the last Farm Bill, and it was helpful. It was an incentive for people to get in the program and to buy the insurance, because that's the best safety net they're going to get. And I think it's a no-brainer to be in it, but, you know, when it costs money, you have to pay a premium. It helps to get a little help with that, to give you an incentive to do that, instead of questioning, can I afford it? And then after a while, can I afford not to be in it? That's a big one. I think there's a fair amount of support for that. For the most part, we deal a lot on the federal dairy policy, and the last time around, I think if you signed up for 5 years, you could get a 25% discount, and we definitely be hoping to to get that in on this one again. I mean, that shouldn't cost any more. It should actually probably cost less. We are meeting as the National Milk Economic Policy Committee in Chicago in about 2 weeks, and we'll be talking about all the things that National Milk would like to see in the Farm Bill. They don't always align perfectly with what the Upper Midwest would like to see in the Farm Bill. We have to support whatever we can to get there, and then hopefully we can tweak things as the Midwest Dairy Coalition, which we are a member of also, where we can have input on to make things a little bit a better fit for the Upper Midwest.
Stearns County dairy farmer and chairman of the board with AMPI, Steve Schlungen, joining us this week at the Central Plains Dairy Expo in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.